This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
No, I can't think of anything. Todd, can you think of anything? I just thought of something. Maybe you can, too. Anything better than a Friday for you, Todd?
A Friday run a holiday weekend.
Well, yeah, that's true. When you make it a three-day weekend on a Friday, yeah, that'd be pretty good. Actually, what's better is our listeners. I heard a great story from Congressman Cramer this morning. I hadn't talked to him since the event and called him this morning. He's back at Bismarck. I said, what are you doing today? Getting my hair cut. You know, it's amazing, but you got to get in those little life things too, right? Even in the middle of a busy Senate race, you know. He was also, going to be out accepting the donation of a group of folks from the American Builders, ABC group, out of Westcon today, which is kind of nice. Anyway, he said, I got to know, what was Donald Trump talking about in the limo? Like, you're in the Beast, and you're in there, and Abel's in there, and Chris is in there, and Senator Hovind's in there. You know, you're driving to the arena. Like, what are you talking about? You talking about business stuff or small talk? And, you know, how's Melania? How's Barron? What? He said the majority of the conversation between the airport and the event was the president asking everybody else in the Beast to wave at the people. Hey, guys, wave. Go. Don't forget to wave. Wave, wave. And he was waving a ton and was just absolutely touched by all of the people. He said, Kevin said it was just so darn neat that you could see him care that much. You know, the persona of Donald Trump by the folks that just live their life detesting the man is so different from reality. It's unbelievable. And it's fun to hear stories like that, so I thought that was pretty cool. So what's better is hearing from our fine listeners on the program. Who were those people, by the way, that Donald Trump were waving at? And other people as well. We welcome everybody, but a lot of our listeners are out there. We heard from them, and we love hearing from you. So 800-228-0550. We have a really busy show today. We're live at the Ramcota in Bismarck. MineralTracker.com is a site I'm going to be telling you about today. Jeff Kummer is the founder of that organization. It's part of McKinsey Minerals Management. And what it is basically is if anybody that has any kind of minerals, and get a check, royalties, and I want to make sure they're getting what they have coming to them. This is revolutionary. It includes forecasting, so in other words, what you're getting today, what are you going to get in 2 years, 5 years, based on actual basin data, right? You know, they have the actual data from the plays here. Pretty amazing. So anyway, our thanks to Mineral Tracker for having us, and this mineral management software you can see firsthand right here if you stop and see us. The Ramcota, we're in the lower level conference area with the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota chapter, okay? So that's where we're at today, and you'll find us, and we'll talk with Jeff a little later on. Lynn Helms is going to be here, too, to give us the latest on the numbers and talk a little bit about, you know, where we're going, and it's really getting up there again. I mean, Watford City today, for instance, is very much like it was 4 years ago. I mean, it just is, you can feel it in the air. It's really coming. A new tax report's out, right? Tax revenue up. In the state, right? Some cities down in the east, guess where it came from? The growth. The West. We've seen this movie before. So we're going to talk about all that. Daryl Lease will be here and Bob Harms. We're going to talk a little bit about mitigation issues, a policy actually being pursued by the North Dakota Game and Fish right now that will make it more difficult for people to decide, do I want a windmill there or not? I mean, that should be your choice. If it's your land, you ought to decide, right? Obviously, you know, the impact's got to be considered and all that, but the bottom line, that's what the Public Service Commission is for. That's what we have entities for. But the right now, the Game and Fish Department, I'm told, is starting to act like U.S. Game and Fish rather than good old-fashioned North Dakota. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. U.S. Fish and Wildlife, North Dakota Game and Fish should never be, most times, not be in the same sentence because U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service more and more and more becoming militant. Ryan, these are the people that hired a helicopter for Lord knows how much to fly around to see if they could find in every single oil pit, you know, what they'd find for how many birds. And they found a grand total of 7 after flying all over the place. 7 dead birds, or 12 dead birds, I forget, some ridiculously low number, and went to federal court to sue criminally oil companies. That's what they think of oil and gas development, your federal government. So that ought not be happening in other areas. We'll talk with them about that. And then Mark Wagner's going to be here. We get a lot of calls about Mark. I mean, he's just such a world-class expert on, you know, your personal wealth and preserving it and passing it down and preventing fights, you know, when loved ones pass away and just having all that estate planning done. So Mark's here, and if you have any questions, you can call him today. So the long way of telling you, we've got a lot on the plate today. And so if you have something to say, just get in here right now, and we'll do a little radio graffiti. You just tell Manny you want to do radio graffiti. Do you know what radio graffiti is, Ted?
Yeah, one sentence.
Yeah,
my good friend Alan Colmes' old radio show.
It was, yeah. Alan Colmes, a good buddy of mine, despite being a militant liberal.
I was going to say, I didn't know you. See, there's more proof. If you're thinking Scott Hannon's every single friend is nothing but an ardent conservative, there's proof right there.
Exactly. Ellen Ratner's another one, and we get complaint calls about her, and she's a friend of mine, and I adore the woman. I love her. I don't like her politics, but, I'm like
that. But it's possible to be friends with somebody even though you don't necessarily agree with them. I mean, there's proof, right?
I pray for Heidi Heitkamp and her family. I pray for Maxine Waters that she'll lose the hate in the heart. You have to.
God.
You just have to. It's the only way you can't go batty. You know, you got to let all that go. Yeah, you absolutely do. So anyway, that's if you call Manny at 258-0550 701. 258-0550 or toll free at 800-228-0550. He'll get you on the radio right away. You can also text Todd or me, 701, it wasn't quick enough for the buzzer. 701-367-2054.
I broke the buzzer buzzing you one too many times, Scott. That's the problem.
I got an email from a listener last night, and he said my cell phone was lost, and I lost all my contacts, so could you send me your cell phone number again? I'm like, yeah, absolutely I will. So I guess that's why we say it once in a while. Then a lot of you have put that in your favorites, and we appreciate it. 367-2054 for me and for Todd, 226-8503. I want to talk a little bit about Heidi Heitkamp last night at the White House with 5 other senators, and she's trying to make us think, she went in there and told the president what to do. I'm starting to almost feel bad for Senator Heitkamp because this, you know, some of these actions are starting to look desperate. First of all, it's not a big deal that Senator Heitkamp would meet with President Trump. I'm glad she did. I'm glad she did because the chances are she'll vote like he would like rather than, he changed his policy. Have you read Art of the Deal? I like his chances. This idea that, I told you, that politics was just politics last night, and now I met with him, and here's what I talked to him about, and done. She might have done 30 seconds on each topic besides the Supreme Court nomination. Here's something else I need to tell you about the Supreme Court nomination. Look, again, I hope Heidi Heitkamp supports the president's nominee. She did with Neil Gorsuch. She deserves credit for that. Let's not be petty and not say she deserves credit for it. She did. She did with the other 3 Democratic senators who were from big Trump states. So you could argue it was a political decision. I don't care. Whatever calculation you make, and here's what I'm going to make a prediction. Todd will hold me to this. I'm going to make a prediction right now. If Donald Trump nominates Homer Simpson, SpongeBob SquarePants, my era, if Donald Trump nominates Elmer Fudd, Heidi Heitkamp will vote for him for the United States Supreme Court. Trust me on this one thing. She is hanging on by a thread, and she has no choice but to support the president's nominee. So forget all the drama and all the pageantry and all the things she'll try to say. Trust me, she is. The president predicted it. At the rally, predicted it, that she'd do it. So, of course, he's going to. Jim, we're going to give him a little radio graffiti from Perm. Radio graffiti means you talk, we listen. Go, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you just say you pray for Maxine Waters. You've got to be kidding. I pray she goes away.
Well, you could, but see, I mean, why wouldn't you pray that somebody just loses that stone cold heart, right? I mean, just for their own sake. You're not, I don't believe you're going to heaven hating people, right? So, I don't want anybody left behind, myself. So, I'm fine with praying for my enemies. You know, the good Lord did. I hear you. It's a little unconventional, but I mean, I also think it's as much for you as it is for the other person, just so you're not so consumed with it. You know what I mean? I don't like one thing Maxine Waters said. I don't like one thing she stands for. Nothing. But I'd prefer she not be hateful, wouldn't you?
Let's see if your prayers are answered, okay?
Are you suggesting we're going to be waiting a while? Is that what you're saying?
You haven't got that much time, Scott. Good luck.
All right, Jim, I appreciate it. You take me to task. That's okay. That can be part of Radio Graffiti, too. Right, Tom?
You know, oh, absolutely.
Take me to the woodshed. Right out to the woodshed and just paddle away. 800-228-0550. Do you think in the woodshed they paddled with, like, firewood? Is that what the woodshed thing is all about? You know what I mean? When that phrase, take them to the woodshed, do you think it was actually with, like, a piece of wood?
Tom, well, they had woodsheds back then.
They did, yeah.
Way back in the day.
More with Todd and I and What's on Your Mind. Radio Graffiti, take advantage, 258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind next. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorson Story. You'll love it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Texter says, I don't think Donald Trump said Heidi Heitkamp was going to vote for a Supreme Court nominee. And I know what they're probably thinking. I have the clip. Todd, do you have the clip of the president talking about this? Let me know if you do, and we'll play. But I'll set it up here and just tell you. So what the president said is, you know, she's not for me. She's, you know, that's why I need Kevin Cramer, right? And she's not going to vote with it, no way. She even brought up the nomination and said, no way, she'll vote for our nominee. Oh, she might, he said. She might. But guarantee you this, day after the election, she's not voting with us. So that's what he said. I mean, that's why I was able to say what I said. So do you have that clip, Todd?
Which one is it?
It's the one that Dustin emailed you, actually. It's a little clip that we carved out from the speech the other night.
Give me a sec.
Well, looks like it just put... No, that's the long one. And yeah. Anyway, you let me know when you have it, and we can play it a little bit. I thought you had the email of it from what we saw there. Another texter says, you have to pray for your enemies. God will work in their hearts, the ones that want to be saved. Some he destroys. Just look at history. Hitler, evil empires, etc. That's interesting. Trump needs Heidi's vote for the Supreme Court. Then as a reward, we can vote her out in November. All right. Okay. I'm trying to remember where that was located at. Sorry, we're doing a lot of things.
How about this one?
More than 100 utility companies nationwide have slashed prices.
That's right before that, actually. It's right before that, actually. Yeah, we pulled out a clip of the montage, I think the time that it starts is in slack, Todd. Folks, you're getting a little inside baseball in how we conduct ourselves here on What's on Your Mind. Normally, this is communicated off the air, see, rather than on the air, but we're just, I wanted to play the clip. We'll find it during the next break so we don't have to mess around trying to find it anymore. Should Robert Mueller continue the Russian collusion investigation after Trump leaves office in January 2025? Oh, I tell you, isn't that the truth? Man alive, I thought Trey Gowdy yesterday did a masterful job. I mean masterful job of walking through the timeline and how it is just chilling to know what that Strzok guy was doing and when he was doing it and how it aligned with the investigation. Unbelievable. You know, it was, I hope you saw some of that because it was really good.
I'm ready,
no kidding. Ready. And he's like, this is hurting the country. This is hurting the country. You know, let's get this over with. Okay, so here's what the president said last night about Heidi Heitkamp's voting record on the Supreme Court issue. Here you go.
You need a senator who doesn't just talk like they're from North Dakota, but votes like they're from North Dakota. That's what you need. And that is Kevin Cramer. Heidi was also against us from the very beginning of the travel ban, a common sense policy to improve our vetting and our national security. And I'm proud to report that just yesterday, the Supreme Court upheld the travel ban and our authority to keep America safe. Heidi will vote no to any pick we make for the Supreme Court. She will be told to do so. Now, maybe because of this, she'll be forced to vote yes. Who knows? But I will tell you, she'll vote no the day after the election on everything. More than 100 utility companies nationwide have slashed prices for customers, saving them in this country much more than $3 billion, which goes and reduces your electric and utility bills.
So there you go. The president obviously laying out the case. And that's a pretty I think the most powerful case against Heidi Heitkamp is not how she's going to vote between now and the election or how she has voted even. And, you know, look, when she's voted right, give her credit. I mean, he's right to say if we need her, she doesn't vote with us. But that's fine. But here's the thing you need to know, folks. This is the most important thing you need to know. Heidi Heitkamp, the day she's reelected, is beholden to who? The person she votes for is majority leader. So, for instance, if Anthony Kennedy had retired after this election, and Chuck Schumer is the majority leader, who do you think she's going to vote for? Even if Mitch McConnell is the majority leader. First of all, she's going to vote for Chuck Schumer for majority leader. So that tells you right there. I mean, if she wanted to help her re-election chances, she should say, no way, no how, never would I vote for Chuck Schumer for majority leader. So Max Schneider's done the same on Nancy Pelosi, I believe. I believe he said that, which, you know, you has to. Absolutely has to do it. So, don't fret over, you know, this television commercial about this vote and that vote. The question is, if I vote for her, how will she vote after? She will not run for re-election after. That would be very, 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 very highly unlikely that she would do that. So trust me on this one thing. She's all of a sudden the Jeff Flake of the left, right? Poking away. No doubt about it whatsoever. And I thought the president made a very effective case on that. Very effective case, because he's saying, you know what, if we need her, she won't be there. And if she's reelected, she'd never be with us. That is pretty powerful. It absolutely is. All right, here, let's see. What is this, the fifth day on bashing Heidi? Are you an infomercial for Kevin Cramer? Isn't there anything else out there, or is it going to be this way until the election? Well, I can understand how someone that regularly sends us nasty grams would feel that way. And, you know, I hope you and your friends are having, you know, great Heidi victory parties. That's great. This is America. This is an important race. Do we spend all of our time on it? No. But obviously a president coming, and the coverage of that is going to be something that gets pretty big. Senator Heidi Heitkamp today herself is putting out a news release. See, that's how we, you know, in the news business, we see a news release. We say, is this newsworthy? Is it not? In this case, she was at the White House. She wanted to make the point she was at the White House. You might have seen the little selfie already on her Twitter feed that last night at the gates. It looked very bizarre. But so trust me on this one thing. She wants us to talk about the fact that she was at the White House. That's why she put out a press release on it. So I don't think she wants us to stop talking about it. But I am...
Well, number one, she can come on the show. And number two, anybody who believes whatever about your position on anything is welcome to call, and we'll put you right on. Put you right to the front of the line.
Precisely. Happy to do it. Anytime. You let Manny know. Say, I'm for Heidi, and I want to get on the radio. We'll put you on. We're happy to do it. So, and we don't screen. You know, we don't ask who you're for, who you're not for. We just say, come on. So, again, I think the number of callers align with the polls right now with Congressman Cramer's lead. No question about it. But I am cognizant of too much, right? Because I like talking about life. We're going to talk about windmills today. We're going to talk about new oil and gas production. We're going to talk about estate planning. We're going to talk about a really cool mineral tracker this year. I mean, we got a lot of fun things to talk about. So trust me, we have plenty to cover. Don't worry. Don't fret.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Generous, generous, Jerry. Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous, Jerry. Shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hart River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused of killing five people yesterday at a Maryland newspaper, Jared Ramos has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago. after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Being on the road on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're at the Ramcota today for the Narrow North Dakota Convention, and our friends at MineralTracker.com. We're going to chat in just a moment with our friend Jeff Comer a little bit about that. Lynn Helms is going to be here, and much more coming up on the program. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Speaking of being on the road, we'll be at PetroServe USA coming up on Tuesday, day before July 4th. So if you're heading off to the 4th, make a point to stop. Exit 292 will be at the Valley City location. Okay? Valley City location of PetroServe USA. Best burgers in North Dakota, bar none, and some great specials. Be having a great time broadcasting live. Texter says, Heidi did herself in. Didn't need any help from Scott or Todd. Ouch. Yeah. Another says, please keep us informed about Heidi. We cannot trust her. All right. Another says, it's not that I'm for Heidi. I'm just saying, isn't there anything else to talk about? You just spent 45 minutes on her. Sir, we've only been on the air for less than 30 minutes. So you've got some interesting math. Anyway, Jeff Comer is here from MineralTracker.com. What is MineralTracker.com, Jeff?
Very simply, MineralTracker.com is an application that someone can go on, log into, and see what they should have been paid on their royalty interest, on their oil and gas royalty interest historically, and also a projection of what those payments will look like going into the future.
So who should have it?
Anybody. Anybody that's receiving royalty income, that relies on that royalty income, would be prudent to have some way to compare what they're being paid to what MineralTracker.com calculates they should have been paid.
Is this unique? Have you designed something that didn't exist before?
We designed something very unique. There are other mineral management softwares out there, but most of them tell you what you already know. They tell you what you've been paid, and they put it in a program for you. What we're doing is very unique in that we're giving you a resource to compare what you were actually paid, so you're able to self-audit your payments, and then again, you're able to look into the future of what does this look like based on decline curve analysis and things that we've built into the back end of Mineral Tracker. So again, anybody receiving royalty income that's a meaningful part of their life owes it to themselves for, you know, less than the cost of a cell phone bill every month to have a tool to compare their payments and then also upload their documents digitally for the future heirs of these mineral interests to come. And lastly, to have access to folks like us who are oil and gas professionals that have gone tech so that we're there to help them, you know.
It's free right now, and they are encouraging people to sign up for this, use this, understand it, give them feedback, do a little beta test, if you will. So go to mineraltracker.com, mineraltracker.com, and find out all the details. We're going to chat with Jeff a little later. You're a co-host today, so you're more than welcome to ask our next guest a question if you like. I should maybe introduce you to, because you probably don't know each other, but Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, on with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about yourself?
Good. I'm obviously joking about you not knowing Lynn, of course.
But, welcome to Bismarck. Yeah, we've served on how many councils together, Jeff? So great to visit with you again.
Yeah. Lynn, do you have a question for Jeff, or Jeff, do you have a question for Lynn? We'll give you this opportunity to start our little chat with Lynn here today.
Lynn's got the floor.
Lynn's got the floor. So
sure.
do you have a question for Jeff?
Well, Jeff, I'm curious, when you're figuring out for mineral owners what they ought to be paid, I'm presuming, and maybe you can answer this, do you tap into our database and get the production numbers so that royalty owners can know what their production volumes were and what the prices should have been?
Absolutely. That's one of the sources of our data. So a good, prudent mineral owner will go and they'll do this audit themselves. They'll try to pull all of these sources of public information. What Mineral Tracker is the pulling of those sources into your own account to make things much, much easier for people. So, yes, thank you for that data. The data that the oil companies supply to the Industrial Commission every month, that's a source of our data.
That's your taxpayer dollars at work, right?
I mean, that's right. Got it. Yeah. And there was a reason I wanted to make that point. North Dakota is unique in that we collect data by well, by month, and so we can provide that kind of transparency to mineral owners. For example, talked to the folks in Virginia just a month ago, and they have just gone to providing data by lease, by quarter. So try to imagine in an environment like that, or in Texas where it's by lease, by year, how as a mineral owner would you have the transparency to do what Jeff's doing. So great work, Jeff. I'm glad to see it. We have tens of thousands of new mineral owners because of the Bakken, and they're not familiar with the industry. They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, great tool it is. We'll chat with you later, Jeff. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the question I thought Jeff was. When are we going to hit 2 million barrels a month, a day, of production? When are we going to go from, you know, that unbelievable record we all remember celebrating of 1 million? You're back over now and hit 2. Have you got a number for me circled on the calendar?
Yeah, well, we do have a target on the calendar, Scott, and we're hopeful to get there. We've got a lot of infrastructure and workforce things that are holding us back. But, you know, our target is somewhere in that 2025, 2027 time frame. We think that industry ought to be capable of tapping that 2 million barrel a day number. So so we're targeting the middle of this next decade. And with prices increasing and activity increasing, we really think we're going to be able to get there.
So how would mainly the oil, you know, region communities be different at 2 million barrels versus where they were at 1 million barrels in that first run up?
Yeah. So when you look at where the oil field communities are in terms of the investment in a stable population, there's going to be twice as much single family housing. There's going to be 2 to 3 times as much multifamily housing. You're going to see revitalized main streets with retail and movie theaters and restaurants. Those communities, if you look at what's happened to Watford City, for example, and apply that all across western North Dakota to Crosby all the way down to Bowman, that's the kind of opportunity that 2 million barrel a day target offers.
Pretty exciting. It really is. And
absolutely.
And again, with those efficiencies, the impacts considerably minimized. That's what I think it's important for people to realize. I think when they start hearing about how this is coming back, Jeff told us earlier that Watford City today feels a lot like it did 4 years ago. A lot of that same vibe, a lot of that same energy, a lot of that same traffic, and, you know, all the buzz of activity that's happening. Obviously, thanks to a whole lot of investment and planning and everything else, it's better equipped for it now. But I think some people are going to hear this, you know, this track to 2 million and think that somehow that means it'll be back to that times 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it just isn't that way. When you look at what a drilling rig can do today, and drilling rigs cause huge surges in population, but they're drilling three times as many wells as they were with a single drilling rig, you know, back in 2012, twice as many as they were in 2014. So we're not going to see that huge surge in transient population. What we're going to see is really strong, steady growth in the folks that service the wells and do things like what Jeff's doing.
Lynn, I want to talk about the latest director's cut and the numbers that you have. You told us that you thought the first nice month, or somebody did, I think, told me that the first nice month would be a new record for oil and gas production. And that's sort of the track, right?
Well, we sure are on track for that, and it might be May, although we know that we had a major gas plant down in May, and so operators adjusted their production to accommodate that that Robinson Lake plant being down. So I'm not real sure about May, but June is absolutely on track to break that old production record. And I do have to give Mr. Ness credit for coining that. He said the first month that we have 30 days of nice weather with no road restrictions, we're going to break that record. So we're well on our way. And April was some pretty eye-popping numbers, as you saw, 5.5% increase in oil production and about a 7% increase in gas production. That's going to be our issue really to deal with through the summer, is how to manage the gas production.
What else sticks out from the report? If you saw the numbers, what were you thinking?
Well, the other, I think, big surprise is that number of wells waiting on completion just continues to climb. And that, you know, industry considers 800 to 850 wells waiting on completion the new normal. That doesn't seem to bother them at all. And so the workforce issues, the ability to get enough qualified frac crews and equipment on the ground to keep up with 67, 70 rigs. We've got 67 rigs running today. To be able to get the frac crews and equipment out there to keep up with 70 rigs is going to be a huge challenge. And so between gas capture and hydraulic fracturing and workforce, this is going to be a really challenging year.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Lynn, get it in. I should have said this earlier, but we always welcome calls for any of our guests. 258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text me at 367-2054. So you talk about the number of completed wells. Before, that number was because the price was too low, right? I mean, so and you're not going to spend the money to go through the expense of production and have the low price. Is it now manpower? Is it now just rigs and time?
Yes, it is. It's dominantly manpower. You know, speaking with the four or five largest operators, they said the norm is to finish a well with the drilling rig and have to wait 6 or 8 weeks for a frac crew to be able to come and service that well. So I know those folks, that's great. They're going to make a lot of money, the fracking companies, but they've got major hiring programs and investment programs to upgrade their equipment ongoing too. So they're not, you know, putting that money in their pockets. They're reinvesting it in people and equipment, and that's going to drive North Dakota's economy upward. So happy to see that happen.
Absolutely. About a half minute left. Anything else you want to make sure we know?
Well, the ordinary high water mark for the Missouri River is on track. We held our hearing, so all the comments are in. I'm going to be spending a lot of hours over the next couple months processing those and getting a recommendation to the Industrial Commission so that we can keep that moving forward. We want to make sure those royalty owners under the Missouri River are getting what they own.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, that one is a head scratcher for me. I'm absolutely amazed at what's going on there. But the sooner it's resolved, the better. That's, I guess, the best way to say it on a Friday. Lynn,
yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
To you and your team for all the good work. Appreciate the updates on those numbers and circling that same date on the calendar for that 2 million barrels a day. So keep it up, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Likewise, and we'll see you at the Cook Fest.
Yes, I will. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a blast. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
One, two, three, four.
What's on your mind live from the Ramcota today on in Bismarck, I should tell you that, I guess. And it is the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Convention. Kelly Armstrong, candidate for the United States Congress. Fresh off his rock star appearance at the Donald Trump rally in Fargo, just spoke to the group. We're going to catch up with him here in a minute, and we have much more coming up straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. We're here today for our friends at MineralTracker.com, which is a great new tool and is a technology innovation that came out of Watford City, North Dakota, that combines incredible insight and industry knowledge of minerals and the oil and gas industry into a app that right now is free if you go to MineralTracker.com. Jeff Cummers here. We're going to chat with him in a moment, too. I want to just pick up on something that Lynn Helms just said, that he talked about how much time, because all the comments have come, he's going to give towards the Missouri River level. And some people may have been listening to that in other parts of the state and not have any idea. Kelly, can you explain that? What's going on there?
Well, what's going on is we passed a bill last legislative session to have the Department of Mineral Resources resurvey the state, resurvey the ordinary high water mark of the Little Missouri or of the Missouri River at the time it was flooded for Lake Sakakawea. When they did that, it was called the Pick Sloan Act. There was a study done of the ordinary high water mark. In 2009, the Land Department did another survey and essentially took roughly 40,000 mineral acres away from private mineral owners. There was no due process. There was nothing. They got a letter in the mail, said you owned something yesterday, you don't own it today. We didn't think that was fair. We didn't think it was fair to private property owners in North Dakota, so we asked the Department of Mineral Resources to do a new survey, and when they did this survey, they could only take something off of the original core survey if they could prove by clear and convincing evidence that that survey was wrong. So as it stands right now, upwards of about 26,000 mineral acres will be returned to private mineral owners. And what you're hearing about now is people who are maybe in that different area, they have a way to proceed forward, provide evidence, and try and convince somebody that the survey's wrong and they should get their original minerals back. It doesn't mean they're going to necessarily win. It doesn't mean any of that, but we have at least given them an ability to argue their case, where before they just got a letter in the mail saying they didn't get it. But I think the key takeaway is we are still returning a significant number of minerals to private mineral owners as compared to the survey in 2009.
Jeff, I'm curious your take on this. Obviously, you know many people that are affected by this. I mean, the lack of due process, first of all, is just mind-boggling how anybody could think that's a good idea. But is it being rectified properly, do you think?
Yeah, and I think the word many is an understatement. I mean, we're talking about thousands of people, millions, potentially billions of dollars held in suspense because of this issue. And it's really quite simple. When you get down to the roots of it, the work that Kelly and the legislature have done, it's very simply a common sense approach of giving the minerals back to the folks that own them rightfully.
That's obviously a big issue in oil and gas country. You've been spending a lot of time in the valley. What are the farmers saying?
Well, right now I think the biggest issue is coming to terms with the Senate version of the Ag Bill and the House version of the Ag Bill. We need an Ag Bill. We need a five-year farm bill. We've got plenty of time. Farm Bill doesn't expire until September, so right now we need to get a Farm Bill passed through Congress.
Which one do you like better?
Well, I like the House version better. Not for necessarily the ag things, but for the other things dealing with programs and things of that nature. If you're able-bodied and you're on assistance, I don't understand why we wouldn't have some mechanism in there to get you back into the workforce.
How about the tariff trade issue? I hear, obviously, regularly some anxiety on that. Are you hearing from folks? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, people are nervous, but I will tell you that the farmers and ranchers we're talking to understand that we need better trade deals, and they're working hard for it. Again, what we need the administration and Trump to understand is, yes, we need better trade deals. We need them for our farm ranchers, but we cannot be in an extended period of a trade war in order to accomplish it.
And how's the campaign going?
Campaign's been going great. I've been all over the state in the last 3 days. Obviously, speaking in front of that crowd was a tremendous honor. The President of the United States signed my son's hat backstage. So he talked to my son about Little League Baseball for a couple minutes, and it was just a really cool human moment. I think sometimes we forget that these are very strong, caring people, and to see something like that happen when you're not on camera, when you're not on stage. We know how good he is on camera. We know how good he is on stage. We know how good he was at Fargo, but just to see that interaction between the President of the United States and my 8-year-old son is something I will never, never, ever forget.
Yeah, no kidding. What was it like coming out to that crowd on that ramp? Same place the President's going to stand a few minutes later.
Yeah, it's energizing. Obviously, you know me, I'm usually a bundle of energy anyway. It's a surreal experience, and it was really, really, really fun to see them. I mean, obviously, I was with you when we were working the line before, and I said it on the stage, and I'll say it again. It is much more like a rock concert than it is like any other political event I've ever been to. So when they start talking about this blue wave, I didn't see anything but a sea of red in Fargo 2 days ago.
No kidding. Yeah, we actually had a Facebook Live with Kelly where they were handing out T-shirts, and the T-shirts were popular, and it was a lot of fun. Where are you headed next?
I'm heading back to Dickinson today. We have the Rough Rider Parade tomorrow, and then we're all over again next week. So we'll be in the Mandan Parade for the 4th of July, and then we'll head back. That's as far as I get, and then my guys just tell me where I'm going.
I hear you. So. Yeah, good to see you, Kelly.
Thanks, Scott.
That is Senator Kelly Armstrong, candidate for Congress, and, of course, Congressman Cramer's old spot. MineralTracker.com. Booth is here till when at NARO, Jeff?
We're here throughout the day, and then you can find us anytime online, MineralTracker.com, or email us info@MineralTracker.com.
Just info@MineralTracker.com, okay.
Yep.
And if you want to send an email, I got a question on. Otherwise, you can come here to the Ramco. We're in the lower level conference area today, and they're doing demonstrations here as well, so you can see it firsthand. But you can you know, get all the information you need to download it at MineralTracker.com.
Yeah, phone number's on our website. You'll talk to me or one of us three, so they'll get the folks that built it. So, we're just really excited to launch this thing and put it in the hands of mineral owners for free and do something that hasn't been done before.
More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, Burley, Stutsman, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and 2,300 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land along the Missouri River in Dewey County, south of Mobridge, South Dakota, and equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.